the five elements, communing with the forces of nature. Today, we're gonna travel into the unconscious mind. You're going to be able to feel what it means to be connected to your inner and outer nature. Allow yourself to be in a comfortable position. We're gonna travel into the unconscious mind. We're going to start this journey by breathing. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Allow yourself to be fully relaxed for this journey that you're about to take. And as we start this journey, you're going to picture a beautiful, beautiful door. This door is going to lead you into a different dimension. And as you walk through the door, you will see a beautiful garden. And in this garden, there might be mountains, forests, rivers. It can be the back of your house. Remember, this garden is your sacred space. And no one else can come in. Only you are allowed in this space. Allow yourself to remember to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you're walking through this garden, stumble upon a beautiful big tree. The roots of this tree are connected to the center of the earth. They're connected to the core of the earth. Its roots are big and wide. They're powerful. You're taking a beautiful look at this tree, and go ahead and hug him. And as you're hugging the tree, you will realize that you're becoming like the tree. From your feet, beautiful roots are growing down into the earth. And as they're growing down into the earth, you're feeling stable, you're feeling grounded, you're feeling rooted, you're connected to the earth, to Pachamama, you're connected to your own roots. Think about the land that you came from. Where are you from? What is the land looking like? And as you're connecting yourself to the roots of the tree, you will notice how you're so solid, so grounded, so rooted to your earth. You are that tree. You're stable. You're firm. You have beautiful flowers coming out of you. You're becoming a nymph of the forest. as you're walking, in front of you, there is a big waterfall, and you're hot, so you're gonna get into the waterfall. You're gonna feel the freshness of the water dripping down on you. You're bathing yourself in the sacred waterfall. The water is dripping down your whole body, and it's like you're in ecstasy of feeling how the rivers are flowing through you. And as you're feeling your emotions, feeling yourself, feeling every part of your being, you're going to start melting and turning into the water and flowing down the waterfall. You're flowing down the waterfall with the waterfall. You are water. You're a water nymph. You're not solid. You're just fluid, like the river. You're melted. Your emotions are like that river, so fluid, so gentle, just flowing through, allowing everything to just flow through. And as you reach the shore, you're turning back. Into a beautiful forest nymph. And as you reach the shore, the water starts to evaporate. And you start floating into the air. And you feel lighter and lighter and lighter. You start floating up in the sky. You start floating up in the sky. And you're becoming like a cloud. And the wind just blows upon you. And you're light like a feather. And the wind resembles your ideas, your thoughts, always turning from one thing to another. Ideas are infinite. They transform from one moment to another, like the clouds, so soft, moving through in constant movement, never solid. And as you're laying down in this beautiful cloud, you're going to notice how the cloud is soft, how you can play around with your thoughts and your ideas. You will imagine yourself going into your own words, the vibration of your words, how your thoughts and ideas are just vibration. And as you're in this beautiful state of being, start going back into the earth. And as you're going back down, you will take a look at a fire that is happening in the forest. And there are people dancing around the fire. Your ancestors are dancing around the fire, celebrating life. The fire is the point of celebration. It's the ignition of the soul. It's the spark of creativity. And your family is dancing around the fire. In joy and happy. Your ancestors are dancing around the fire. Your spirit animals are dancing around the fire, celebrating life, celebrating with so much joy. And as you're celebrating, feel this happiness and joy in your heart that you've never felt before. You're just in pure fire. Your soul is burning out with passion. Your passion is just lighting you up. Your passion for your projects, for yourself, for life, for love. Passion is just coming through in everything that you're doing. That spark that lights you, it's shining bright. You're like a firebird, burning into joy. And as you're burning, you're going to allow the fire to burn what no longer serves you, so it can be reborn. Allow the fire to burn everything that no longer serves you. Yourself to burn. It is okay to go back into the earth as ashes. And as you're turning into ashes, you're fertilizing the ground, and the soil becomes so rich. So rich that you will start to bloom like a flower. And as you're blooming like a flower, you realize that this flower is made up of energy. This flower is made up of light. It is a flower made out of pure light, and you're shining, shining bright like the sun. You're just energy at this point. You're pure energy. You're pure, blissful energy. You're shining bright. Your vibration You are just vibration and energy.